Playing Rock's Greatest Hits, Triple M. 14 minutes away from 8 o'clock as you drive your kids to school around Mackay with Sundays today. Do they have their mobile phones in their pockets? We were just talking about this a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
My nephew sent me a message yesterday during the day, school time, asking me a question about media studies. I'm like, aren't you supposed to be studying? Oh, no, the teacher knows I'm texting.
Yeah. So he's using the advantage of having someone that knows about media studies. Yeah, that's happening.
That's fine. I'm not denying that. What I'm saying is it just seems weird he's texting the middle class. Like, I think they should have the mobile phone so parents can be in touch. Absolutely. Class time, no.
Okay. Well, look, should students be able to have mobile phones during school? That's the question. In Uralee is Jim, mate. How are you?
I'm fine, mate. And as I said, I'm a father of two, a grandfather of six, and a great-grandfather of eight. So I've got a bit of input on children. And the fact that kids taking phones to school and using them in the classroom is not on.
Mm.
They're there to learn, not play with bloody phones.
But they use the mobile phones and even iPads these days to actually learn.
iPads are different because some of those iPads are locked to certain things you can and can't look at when you're in class. That's technology, I get that. But mobile phones, when it's accessible for the kid to use, Jim, and calling, like you, for example, if your grandkids are calling you during class time, that's not on.
No, that's right. But the phone should be left at home or left at the start of school and picked up at the end of school. They shouldn't have phones in the classroom.
Yeah, I told you.
See, that's like having the mobile phone left at home as an adult, too.
133-53 is the number.
Trish in Beaconsfield, your thoughts?
Yes and no. I'm okay for kids having the mobile phones at school, but I think maybe I'm just old school and... Yeah, he called his uncle, Jay, for some information. But whatever happened to actually teaching your students and having encyclopedias and dictionaries and learning that way?
Using the resources that school gives you to learn instead of having to call. Exactly right. I agree, 100%.
No, see, I don't believe that for a second. I mean, this child has a certain skill set, and he's using it to his best advantage. He called his uncle.
Yeah, no, I think that's laziness, and I think it's laziness on the child, and I think it's laziness on the teacher.
Nah.
There's so many. We used to have to go to the library and look at index cards and find the books, and yes. They don't do any of that anymore.
I know.
Everything is YouTube. I remember when Lexi was in school, she was watching YouTube when she was meant to be doing her homework. I was yelling at her, saying, "What are you doing?
Yeah.
And get off YouTube." And she goes, "No, Mom, it's my assignment."
Exactly.
And I actually looked, and they said... YouTube. So what? YouTube's the teachers now?
What? Yeah, I agree with the
last thing you want to do is make it hard on your child, and that's the way to do it. You know, use YouTube, use your Wikipedia and everything else.
I don't mind him asking questions. What I'm saying, he's in the middle of school. Like, he should be there to learn. Yeah.
But he is learning.
Yeah, I think that I'm with Jay on that one. It is a distraction. It's like talking to the kid next to you. You're texting, you're focusing on texting and waiting for a response. You're not listening to what the teacher's saying.
Exactly right. Let us know on our Facebook page what you think. Triple M Mackay with Sundays. Thanks for your call there, Trish.
No matter what, the kids are still going to take the mobile phones to school anyway.
I'm not saying that they can't. I'm just saying use them in class. Like, just don't be distracted by it. That's all I'm saying. And you wanted to know... how much radio announcers get paid? I said, well, I'll tell you about that later.
Yeah. That's because you're embarrassed.
It's 10 minutes to 8, James. This is a